Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, O my Lord, make this land secure. Alhamdulillah, all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strong and the firm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in His noble book, by saying, indeed, Allah does not love the transgressors. And He informs us by saying, Allah does not rectify the work of those who corrupt. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of messengers. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family and companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Ameen. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa, God-consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرَّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If you are patient and mindful of Allah, their schemes will not harm you in the least. Indeed, Allah encompasses all that they do. O you who fast and stand in prayer. In this blessed month of ours, we pause to reflect on the noble words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, wherein Allah says, Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balada amina. O my Lord, make this land secure. Brothers and sisters, this is a blessed supplication that was made by the Khalilur Rahman, the friend of the Most Merciful, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored this supplication to the degree that He has placed it in two places in the Quran. And so it behooves us to reflect on the immensity of what this supplication is pointing to. And we've all felt the blessings of security and safety living within the United Arab Emirates. And this blessing has become even more important to reflect upon in light of the recent events that indicate how it feels to have that blessing threatened. Or in light of the recent unlawful and unjustified attack that has violated the norms of covenants, we should take heed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such violation in the words of those as being transgressors. And He says in His noble book, لَا يَرْقُبُونَ فِي مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا وَلَا ذِمَّةً وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُعْتَدُونَ, that people who transgress in such a manner, they do not observe towards a believer any pact or covenant. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُعْتَدُونَ, and they are indeed the transgressors. And brothers and sisters, how can it not be a transgression to target people in a manner that innocent people may otherwise suffer, including people who might be in the form of bowing and prostrating in prayer? And such targeting is a blatant violation of international agreements and norms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such a violation of covenants by saying, يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, that they break the covenant of Allah after it has been established, and they sever what Allah has commanded to be joined, and they spread corruption in the earth. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, and those who do such a thing are eventually those who lose. They are the losers. So brothers and sisters, whenever we see such violations, then we have to see that this is a violation that doesn't respect the rights of neighbors nor the sanctity of the blessed one. And there is no way of life that can permit, and absolutely no religion or faith that can permit aggression against innocent people if it's founded on moral principles. And so if anyone claims any forms of justification in their own justifications that allows them to violate and hurt and attack the innocent, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such people, قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Say, evil is what your quote-unquote faith commands you, if you are truly believers. In other words, we have to turn back from such behavior. And we have to recognize that the nature of Islam and the morality in Islam can never justify attacking innocent people. The way of Islam, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi." That the Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands people are safe. So, O people of the Emirates, both citizens and residents, alhamdulillah, from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the land upon which you reside is a land of strength, dignity, and honor. And whenever such crisis comes about, then what is found is that it only increases the people within it in that strength and increases them in resilience. And hardships only bring about an increase in unity and solidarity. And this is something very important for the believers should be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal mu'mina lil mu'minin fil bunyan yashuddu ba'dahu ba'dha." That the believer is to another believer like a building whose parts should strengthen one another. So we remind the believers collectively and the people of the Emirates in particular that through our faith in our Lord, through our trust in the leadership, and through ultimately our love for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should all strive to embody the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in bringing about unity. And we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in His protection. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ." Those to whom the people said, "Indeed, the people have gathered against you." فَخْشَوْهُمْ, so fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. But instead of fearing, increased them in faith. They said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs."
فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ.
And so they returned with a favor from Allah and a bounty, no harm touching them.
وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And they followed this with the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty. So this is the way of the believers, that even in the most difficult situation, they find their sufficiency with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through handing over the affair to Allah and understanding hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, that Allah suffices us and He is the best disposer of our affairs, that this becomes فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ, that this very difficulty becomes a blessing from Allah and His bounty. So this is very important, that we always see things from this prism of aligning ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the leadership of the country has demonstrated insight and wisdom. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That whoever has been granted wisdom has indeed been granted good. And so part of that is that, alhamdulillah, we should reflect on our own responsibilities, our own awareness, our own sense of solidarity, and recognize, alhamdulillah, that those entrusted with defending the nation have done so with defensive capability, readiness, foresight, and they've set a remarkable example of courage and recorded a heroic chapter in the history of the nation. And we hope for them that they partake in the glad tidings and ajr of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Mawqifu sa'atin fi sabilillah khayrun min qiyami laylatil qadri in the Hajar al-Aswad." He said, standing guard in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1 hour, or sa'a could just mean a moment of time, is better than praying on Laylatul Qadr at the Black Stone. So brothers and sisters, as for our part, then inshallah, we should turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. And we should busy ourselves, especially in this month, with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, much remembrance, glorifying Him in the morning and the evening, and giving this month its due. Alhamdulillah, we're still in the blessed month of Ramadan, so we have much to hope for in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our siyam, in our fasting, in our qiyam, our night prayers, and in our tilawat al-Qur'an, our recitation of the Qur'an. So we should busy ourselves with that, so our hearts can become tranquil. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'in al-qulub. Is it not through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts and the souls find serenity? And from that is remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering our brothers and sisters wheresoever they be, and asking also for their security and their provision, and to contribute to that. I need to be people who spread salam, afshu salam baynakum, to spread peace amongst each other, and to recognize that, you know, the Muslim is never someone who's incapable, because we have, alhamdulillah, even if we feel that we don't have a capacity, we have a capacity to ask upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And Allah is capable of all things. So in these blessed months, also this blessed time of Jum'ah, when we have a blessed time, there is an hour where they say a moment where the believing servant supplicates and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him. So that's a time of istijab, Allah is granting him. Also in the state of fasting, there is a supplication that's not rejected. And at the end of the prayers of when you do our qiyam, then they say the gates of heaven are opened up. Likewise, in the moments of the pre-dawn, suhoor, when many of us will be getting up, this is a moment of blessed time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayers. And the hadith Qudsi, it says, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَيَقُلْ فَيَقُولْ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ. Is there anyone who asks that I may give to him? So let's take advantage of these moments. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be of those who call upon Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon me, I'll respond to you. So call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for peace and security. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bring relief to the believers in the entirety of the world, that He restore peace where there was war, that He make join hearts, that He bring about justice, because He is the one who brings about all justice. And seek information from its proper sources. In the midst of calamity, it's very important that we verify things as correct and not spread misinformation. And as we said, busy yourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adhere to the instructions of the official authorities in all matters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about all goodness in these blessed moments as the days remain. And may He continue to guard us and protect us. And may He continue to aid us in the way that only He can aid. I say these words of mine and I seek forgiveness for Allah, for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.